The real manifesto of Anne Gross's neoclassicisms is the apotheosis of Homer. A crowded composition recalls Raphael's School of Athens. In the centre, the viewer sees Homer, seated on a high pedestal, placed in front of the facade of an Ionic temple. A winged victory is hovering in the air in the act of crowning the great poet, who is surrounded by the great figures from the ancient and modern world. They're divided into two groups, with the ancients above and the moderns below. The exceptions to this scheme are Raphael and Michelangelo, who are placed among the ancients, as to signify that they are equal to them. Dante, on the extreme left, accompanied by Virgil, is in an intermediate position between the two. Below, Molière and Poussin look at the viewer, Molière pointing to Homer as a model to follow. Homer is seen as a deity. A Greek inscription carved on the staircase leading to the pedestal below the Michelangelesque personifications of the Iliad and the Odyssey proclaims, "If Homer is a god, honour him among the gods. If he's not a god, consider him as such." The temple is dedicated to him, as can be seen in the apotheosis of the sculpted poet on the pediment. He stands out, immobile and central among the figures, depicted in the act of offering gifts. Dante offers him his Divine Comedy, Pindar his lyre, Phidias a chisel and mallet, while Alexander the Great presents him with the case where he kept the Homeric writings. The painting is full of references to the works of other artists, because Angri believed that, rather than copy nature, artists should copy the works of the great masters of the past.